Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yom. My name is Yitzchak Atshalom. We're now in Masachet Shvuot, Daf Chet Amud Bet, about to take a look at the rest of the second Mishnah in the first Perek, and the beginning of the third Mishnah, which is reads as follows: Ein ba'yidiyah b'tchila v'yesh ba'yidiyah b'sof. So now let's take a look back at the Mishnayot and look at the third Mishnah. You can either go to your Mishnayot and open up Perak Aleph Mishnah Gimel of Shavuot, or go back to Daf Bet Amud Aleph. Ein ba'yidiyah b'tchila v'yesh ba'yidiyah b'sof. So remember that we are chiefly dealing in Yidiyot HaTumah, with a case where you knew you were Tamei, you forgot, and while you forgot, you violated Kodesh in one way or another, and then you remembered again, and you bring Korban Olev Yored. Ein ba yidiyah b'tchila v'yesh ba yidiyah b'sof. Let's say that you never knew you were Tamei, and then you touched Kodeshim, and then somebody told you, by the way, that road you took on, that goes through a cemetery, so you only found out afterwards. Then, sa'ir ha'nasa b'chutz, the regular Korban Musaf sa'ir, that's done on the outside, on Yom Kippur, ve'yom ha'kippurim mechaper. How do I know? That's Shinemar, Milvad Chatata Kippurim. When the Torah describes the Sa'ir HaNasa B'chutz, the regular Seir of Musaf, on Yom Kippur, it says that's besides the Chatata Kippurim, which refers to the Par and Sa'ir that go inside. Why does it compare them? Almash Zemachaper, Zemachaper, because they're all Machaper for the same genre of thing. Ma Pimi, Ein Machaper El Adarash Yeshbo Yediyah. Just like the inside one is Machaper, as we said earlier, it's mechaper or tole for something where there was some component of yediyah. So the outside one also, however, they're very different. The inside one is only tole. It suspends punishment for something where you originally knew you were tame, you forgot, and you still weren't aware that you violated things. And once you become aware, you have to bring a korban. And from the other hand, you never knew, and then you found it afterwards, then the sa'ir nasa b'chutz and Yom Kippur together are mechaper totally. Okay, that's the third Mishnah. Now go back to Daf Chet Amud Bet, and let's see how the Gemara analyzes it. Mech te itkushe itkush lahadadi. After all, in the Pasuk, you brought Mevad Chatat HaKippurim. The Sa'ir Bachutz and the Sa'ir Bifnim are compared to each other. V'nikaper primi adide adichiva dechitzon. So why doesn't the Sa'ir primi work for both things? Let it be mechaper for when you knew, forgot, and didn't find out yet, and also when you didn't know and now you found out. And the nafkamina la'echad la'avad chitzon. And the nafkamina will be, if for some reason they didn't complete the avodah, which is afterwards of the musaf, we learned that in Yoma, then you'd still have kapara. Amakra achat. So the pasuk in Tetzaveh says that the Aharon will be mechaper al karnotam izbeah haktoret achat bashana, one time. And the drashan achat is kapara achat mechaper ve'enu mechaper shtei kaparot, meaning the sa'ir bifnim can only accomplish one thing, and we already identify what that one thing is. So now flip it. Why doesn't the Sarah Chitzon do both? And not an afkamina, letuma di'ir ben zelazet. Let's say that after somebody, this is all quite theoretical, but let's say after the Kohen Gadol did the Sa'ir HaPrimi, right after that somebody violated Tuma in some sense. They walked into the Azarat, as it was happening Yom Kippur, and they didn't know they were Tamei. But they forgot they were Tamei, and they still didn't know. So let the Sa'ir HaChitzon be mechaper for what the inside one does. Hamakra achat bashana, the same pasuk, achat bashana, kaparazo lo tehei, ella achat bashana, meaning it can only happen once a year, meaning only one thing can be mechaper. So what that means is that the Sa'ir HaPrimi has two levels of exclusivity. On the one hand, it can only do one thing. On the other hand, its thing can only be done by it and nothing else. Okay. Now, Ulu Rabbi Shmuel Damar Ein Ba'yidiyah B'tchila V'yesh Ba'yidiyah B'sof. This is an opinion we haven't yet heard, that Rabbi Shmuel holds that if you never knew you were Tamei, and after you violated things you found out, Bar Korban, who you still bring in Olev Yored, unlike our read in the Mishnah, Sa'ir Anasa B'chutz Ma'am Mechaper. What is the Sa'ir B'chutz Mechaper for? We know it's Mechaper for something. What's it Mechaper for? After all, if you are somebody has to bring a Korban, then that means that until you know about that, the Sa'ir Bifnim suspends, and once you find out, you have to bring an Olev Yored. So what is the Sa'ir Bachutz for? Al she'in ba'yidiyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. That's for a case where you didn't know in the beginning or in the end, which, of course, we said that's what the Se'irei HaRegalim are for, the ones brought on Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. Hi, hi, Se'irei HaRegalim, Se'irei Roshach HaRashim Machapri. That's covered by them. The answer is Savala Korbeir. Rabbi Shmuel must hold like Korbeir, Da'amar Kol Asirim Kaparatan Shavah. that he must hold like Reb Meir, as we saw in the next Mishnah, Mishnah Dalad. Reb Meir holds that the Seirei Yom Kippur, the outside one, the Seirei HaRigalim, Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, and the Seirei Rosh Chodesh are all Mechaper for the same thing, which is Ein Bayidiyah B'tchila. Actually, we're going to see that he says it applies to three things, but all of them. And therefore, that's what he'll say that Seir Bachutz is for, which is for Ein Bayidiyah, Lo B'tchila V'lo B'sof. So what was the purpose of, according to Rabbi Shmuel, of associating the chitzon with the pimi if the chitzon isn't working for anything where there's yediyah? Our drasha was, and the Mishnah was, that the chitzon is there for some component of yediyah, and that's yediyah at the end. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, this has to be one where there's no yediyah at all. The answer is, it's there not to tell you what it is, but what it's not. Just like the Pimi is not Mechaper for anything outside of Tumat Mikdash V'Kodashav, meaning it's not about Arayot, and it's not about Shatnez, and about any other Avera, similarly the Chitzon is exclusive to Tumat Mikdash V'Kodashav. However, Rabbi Shmuel will say, the component of Yediyah is not there. Now, Al She'ein Ba'Yediyah Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof, this is the next Mishnah, Si'irei Regalim Aserah Shochan Hashim Mechaperin Divir Rabbi Yehuda. So now look back at the Mishnah for a second. Either in your Mishnayot and Daf or in Daf Bet, the beginning of Mishnah Dalet. Ba'al she'ein ba yediyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. Let's say, and this is what we just talked about in Rabbi Shmuel. Let's say you didn't know about the tumah beforehand, and you were violated kodesh, and you still didn't know. Seirei regalim seirei rosh chodesh mechaperin v'Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says that's what the seir lachatat brought on Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, and the one brought on Rosh Chodesh is mechaper. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to leave it at that because Rabbi Shimon disagrees, but we'll see Rabbi Shimon's opinion in the next podcast. In the meantime, let's just see Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. My Tama de Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda think that Seirei Regalim and Seirei Rosh Chodesh have the same kapara, which is, if you didn't know and you still don't know? Amar Kra u Seir Izim Achad Chatat L'Chatat L'Adonai. That is the Chatat of Rosh Chodesh. Meaning, chet she'eno makir bo ela Hashem. Why does it say Lashem? Because it's for a chet that only Hashem knows about, meaning you never knew about it, not before, not since. Yehei sa'ir zemachaper. Ay, v'hami ba'ilei lechur shlokish, we needed that Lashem for the very famous drash of shlokish, the Gemara Chulin daf samach bet. Di'amar shlokish man, ishtanes sa'ir shorosh chodesh mishenem marbo Lashem. All the other, the seirim say seir lachatat. U seir lachatat. This one, seir chatat Lashem. Why does it say Lashem? Famous Agadah that the Yareach complained, that the moon complained when created, that it's not right to have two kings. So the Makadosh Baruch Hu said, good, you diminish yourself. And you become a smaller one. Then Hashem felt bad about it, said, every Rosh Chodesh, when the moon becomes full, you bring a chatat for what I did to the moon. So Imkein Lemakra Al Hashem. If all we wanted to teach was Rish Lakish's reason, which is that the korban is brought to, as it were, atone for Hashem's sin, kivyachol, then it should have said, chatat al Hashem, my Lashem. Lashem not doesn't mean on behalf of Hashem, but also special for Hashem. L'chramran, as we said, it's a sin that only Hashem knows about. Ein ba'yidiya lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. Ve'em akulei l'hach yudata, so maybe it's only for that, and Rosh Lakish's drasha is out. Okay, nemakra chatat Hashem. Then let it say chatat Hashem. My Lashem, shamanatarti. So Lashem is a construct that allows us to say both. Okay, but now in a kapar nami afilu b'sharvirot. So why isn't the sa'ir chatat of Rosh Chodesh mechaper for tefillin and for lashon hara and for other things? Why only tumat v'kodesh v'kodeshav? Meaning anything that only Hashem knows about, things you never knew about. Tanu Rabbi Shmuel ho'il v'zeb ba bizman kavua v'zeb ba bizman kavua. We know that the chatat of Yom Kippur is for Tarat HaMikdash. And that comes at a set time. Meaning it's not a chatat, like a normal chatat, that comes as per the occasion warranting when you did a sin, but rather it comes on the calendar. So the same thing with Rosh Chodesh and Regalim. It comes on a set time in the calendar. Ma Zeinu Mechaper Al Tumat Mikdash V'Kodeshav, just like the one of Yom Kippur, which doesn't come at it per an occasion. It comes once a year on the calendar, is Mechaper only for Tumat Mikdash. Avzer Mechaper Ella Al Tumat Mikdash V'Kodeshav. Same thing with Rosh Chodesh and Regalim. Now, Ashkechan Si'irei Rosh Chodeshim, but so far all we know is about Si'irei Rosh Chodesh, because it says Lashem. Lashem is only in Si'irei Rosh Chodesh. That's the Rosh Lakish's point. And how do we know that the Seirim that are brought on Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, also in Rabbi Yehuda's world, are Machaper for Tumat Mikdash for Kodeshav when you had no knowledge before or since? Maybe that follows the Tana of Rabbi Shmuel, which we just saw, which said the thing about the Zman Kavua, since Regalim and Rosh Chodesh are all Zman Kavua, but Ika Lemifrach, you could challenge that. And that is, Imidur Rosh Chodesh, Shekein Tadir. You could say Rosh Chodesh is more frequent than Regalim. It's every month. Imid Yom HaKippurim, if you're going to learn it from Yom Kippur, Shekein Ruba Kaparato. Yom Kippur has lots of Kapara. It's Mechaper on a lot of things, in a lot of different ways. So therefore, we wouldn't know Regalim. In other words, what we're arguing is, Yom Kippur we know is Mechaper because of it's Yom Kippur. Rosh Chodesh we know is Mechaper because of that unique word Lashem. How that becomes now a binyan av to apply to regalim, and this is how we're attempting it from Rabbi Shmuel saying, well, what do those two things have in common? They come at a set time, so regalim also. But you could challenge that because you can't learn it from Rosh Chodesh because Rosh Chodesh has tadirut; it's more frequent, and you can't learn it from Yom Kippur because even though Yom Kippur is once a year, it has lots of kaparat. But obviously those aren't problems because we learned Rosh Chodesh from Yom Kippur and we didn't challenge it by saying Yom Kippur is more of a kapara. The answer is atam kapara michtav ktiva legalui miltav almahu. In the case of Rosh Chodesh, it says Lashem, so we've got a pasuk. We're not learning it from Yom Kippur, we're learning it from itself. But here you could say you can't apply it to the regalim. So, Elikram Rechamer Rechanina, there's a drasha we're going to see several times, Sa'ir U'Sa'ir. In most of the Chata'ot, in Parshat Pinchas, when you read through the Musafim, most of the times when it says Sa'ir Chata'at at the end of the list of Korbanot brought that day, it says U'Sa'ir, with a Vav. So, Hachinam is Sa'ir U'Sa'ir, meaning that every Sa'ir is linked back to the Sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh, which is the first Chata'at mentioned on the list, because remember the list. The list in Parshat Pinchas, Perek Chafchet, starts with the Tamid, there's no Chata'at there. The Korban Shabbat, there's no Chatat there. The first one is Rosh Chodesh, Seir Chatat Lashem. And then, Pesach, every one of those 7 days, Seir Chatat. Seir Chatat. Shavuot, Seir Chatat. Rosh Hashanah, Seir Chatat. Yom Kippur, Seir Chatat. Every one of the days of Sukkot, Seir Chatat. So, they're all linked. And so therefore they all tie back to Rosh Chodesh. And Rosh Chodesh, we know because of Lashem, it applies to Elo Ein Yediyah V'lo B'tchi V'la V'lo B'sof. Okay? So the itkush seire regalim asir Rosh Chodesh asir Rosh Chodesh shem rachapim elah al shein baidiyah lo b'tchil l'avasof. So regalim and rachapim elah al shein baidiyah lo b'tchil l'avasof. Good. So that solves it. That's how we know that the regalim also have the same thing because of us seir, the connection. We're going to see in a couple podcasts that that's not so ironclad, and it's not so well sealed up, and we're going to see some problems with it. But in the meantime, we will provisionally accept it. Ibayalu, ki amar Rabbi Yehuda al shein ba'idiyah lo b'tchil lo b'sof. It's an interesting finale question on Rabbi Yehuda, because we solved Rabbi Yehuda's source. Question is, to what does Rabbi Yehuda apply? When he says, ein ba'idiyah lo b'tchil lo b'sof, what does that mean? Did he apply it, hanimili b'cheit she'ein sofo livada? Is that something that you're never going to know? It's something that will never be known. In other words, you went somewhere that nobody knows. There's a dead body there. And so you're never going to know you were Tomei. But avachet shesofoli vada, but a chet that will be known. You just need your wife to remind you that you touched the sheretz. You just need someone to, when you ask direction where you went, to remind you, oh, that, yeah, you went through there. You went through a cemetery. Kamishi yesh yediyah basof. I mean, maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that's like having yediyah basof. And therefore, you will have to bring a korban, and this korban of the regalim will not cover, and it will only be covered by chitzon of Yom Kippur, and not by regalim. Which means, by the way, if you did this, let's say, right after Yom Kippur, instead of having it cleaned up on Sukkot in a couple days, you'd have it cleaned up in a year. Or perhaps even something that eventually become known, right now, Hashem is the only one who knows it. So which is it? Toshma detanya al shein ba yediyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. V'chet shesofo livada. So Rabbi Yehuda explicitly says, a sin, a tumah that you did not know beforehand, then you violated, then you still don't know about it, or even if it's something that you eventually will come to know. Sa'irei harigalim, sa'irei roshei chodashim v'chaprim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda explicitly associates that circumstance with sa'irei regalim, sa'irei roshei chodashim, meaning if you don't know about it now, regardless of whether it's unknowable or just you don't have access to the information, it is in this category, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's mechaper. In the next podcast, we'll take a look at Rabbi Shimon's opinion, the first version of Rabbi Shimon's opinion in Mishnah Daled. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.